what the Chicago Bears are doing with Andy Dalton, what the Dallas Stars were doing wearing white on ice.
Okay.
And what our dear friend Pablo Torre is doing for his number 16 pick over one this year. Will he get it right? Let's go.
Looking good, old cells. All of you. Looking great.
It's so
did I lose some weight? I think you did.
NFL news of the day. Deshaun Watson facing a civil lawsuit filed by Houston massage therapist alleging inappropriate conduct during a massage in her home 12 months ago. Watson has denied the allegations and says he intends to clear his name. The Houston Texans say they are aware of the lawsuit and are awaiting more information. All this while the team potentially considers trade requests for Deshaun Watson. Number of teams reportedly in the news this week. Carolina, the New York Jets inquiring. Mina Kimes, around the horn to you. How do you consider all of this?
Well, I think if it's true, it's obviously horrible, but at this point, we're waiting for more information, much like the team and the league. I think it's undeniable that it probably complicates everything else happening with Deshaun Watson for both the Texans and the teams that are interested in him. Because, Tony, if you had asked me this before these allegations came out, I would have told you just from a purely football perspective that it's in Houston's best interest to move on, to maximize the return, that teams like Carolina and honestly every other Miami should be throwing all of their draft picks at Houston. But we're putting that on pause right now as we wait for more details about these allegations to come out. And when they do come out, I think we'll have a better picture of where everyone involved stands moving forward.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, it's one of those things that when it's this early, it's entirely possible, and we should recognize it's possible that every word on that piece of paper is true. And it's entirely possible that the attorney who filed it, who is a political figure in Houston, who ran for mayor, who's a friend of and a neighbor of the Texans owner, has reasons to file something that may not have some truth in it. So when these things come out this early, we have no way of knowing. At the same time, what if you are one of those teams? What if you are Carolina or the Jets or whoever, and you're thinking about it? I have a feeling you still pursue him, but does this change the value? Does this change what you have to give up? Mm-hmm. Is it a little bit less now because of this cloud? That's something I think both teams, the trader and the tradee, would have to consider.
Kevin Blackison, I'd like to bring you in now. Before we sat down, and when you're not with us, Kevin, you're a professor of journalism at the University of Maryland, of course, and you talked before we sat down about how this story came to be public, and I want you to address that first, if you may.
Sure. Well, I was just saying that, you know, when I got started in sports journalism back in the 90s, these types of stories were not necessarily unusual. Civil complaints against athletes, alleging them of some sort of sexual misconduct. And oftentimes, in fact, almost all of the time, if it was a civil case, we would not, depending on the vetting, we would not publish it unless or until it got proven in a court, because the allegations can be so dangerous, and because how it can affect people's lives. If it was a criminal case, that would be a considerably different story. This is 2021, and we know how things have changed just in the last 10 years, and so we have to address these things, and we hope that yet not another woman has been abused by a man in a situation like this or even worse. But we also hope, as Tim kind of alluded to, that, you know, the facts can really be fleshed out in this situation and that we can get to the bottom of it and quickly, I should add, as well.
And Pablo Torre.
Yeah, I think we have an obligation collectively to investigate this seriously and not flippantly, to discuss it as we have been discussing it with the knowledge that we don't know anything right now, but with the knowledge also that in that allegation, in that lawsuit that's filed, that is civil and not criminal, as KB mentioned, there are things that seem provable and disprovable. There are allegedly text messages between the two. This apparently allegedly happened at the masseuse's home. These are details that can give credence to whether this is something worth further exploring and exploring even more seriously. But Tony, if I can just be cynical for a second here, in the NFL, the value of a player, it's so hard to erode that absent a very serious and very weighty and very clear reason not to. I would say that if you're Deshaun Watson and the Texans right now, this complicates things, but I don't see this fully derailing a transaction unless something happens that's totally off the board that even this complaint, unfortunately, has not yet alleged.
Can you expand upon that for a second? The idea that Deshaun Watson was the first person here to make this public as well yesterday when he posted it. Go ahead, Pablo.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, does anyone still want Deshaun Watson, even if something like this is going to be a cloud hanging over him, right? Not saying anything about our investigative powers, our judiciary powers as reporters or as teams, but do you still want this guy? And I think in your heart of hearts, if you're a cynical sports executive, that is somebody who is absolutely so valuable to you and that you'll weather some amount of storm. So we wait to see how much storm there is.
Thanks for your thoughts on this news of the day in the NFL. Also news in Chicago, Bears fans, for some reason, seem to have an impression their franchise is clueless when it comes to the quarterback position. Adam Spain, Wilbon, I don't know where they get this from. Andy Dalton, 1 year, $10 million. They did reportedly offer the Seahawks three ones, a three, and two starters for Russell Wilson. That's what Dan Patrick reported. That was rebuffed, so Dalton was the move. Mina, how should Bears fans feel?
Terrible. And they're made to feel more terrible, I think, by the fact that the expectations had been set when news emerged over the last few weeks that the team was pursuing Russell Wilson, which unfortunately created this kind of what you ordered online versus what you got in the mail dynamic, which is unfair to Andy Dalton. It's not his fault that the Bears front office erred in making a Russell Wilson trade, which is essentially a Hail Mary, their plan A. It's not his fault that they erred last year when they traded for Nick Foles and gave him a ton of money back when Andy Dalton was available for nothing. It's not his fault that they traded up to draft Mitch Trubisky, right? And the thread between all of these errors is that it's the same front office. So if I'm a Bears fan, that's what I'm angry about. Not that Andy Dalton is going to be your quarterback, although I understand that disappointment, but the fact that the people who made him your quarterback have made so many mistakes.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, Tony, as the only panelist here who took the trouble to go to some of Andy Dalton's games last year,
I can
tell you this unequivocally. Mina's right. Nothing has changed. It's still the Bears. You know, my friend Gil Brandt said on Twitter, I don't know what people are upset about. Andy Dalton is a huge improvement. I like Gil. I don't know what the huge improvement is. There isn't an ounce of difference between what they had and what they have now. They're different players. But if you're a Bears fan, as Mina said, you know, you've been waiting decades for that right quarterback to show up. This isn't it.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I'll try and take another side of this. Okay. And if I'm a Bears fan, at least I'll say, you know what? At least the front office this time recognized a good quarterback out there in Russell Wilson and tried to trade him half of the city of Chicago just to get him to come here. Now, that he didn't want to come here and leave a winning situation in Seattle, we understand that. So now we're back to the second choice that we had a year ago, which, as Mina alluded to, was in fact Andy Dalton. And now we're getting him a year later, not as good, and as Tim said, basically just another dude. But that's quarterbacking in Chicago.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, Chicago Bears fans should feel like they're being pranked, like there's a hidden camera somewhere, because it's not just, oh man, we wanted Russell Wilson. Andy Dalton is the Xbox that someone hid inside the PS5 box that they presented to you, right? Because their hopes were so high. And it's not like Andy Dalton can't play football. You can play some games with him, sure, that's all fine. But so is an Xbox. It's just not the thing that you need to be a transcendent sort of team. And that's what they want to be, right? So what happens? You have a GM in Ryan Pace and a coach in Matt Nagy. And I think they know this is kind of like the last shot they have, or close to it, hopefully. And this is sort of just...
And this is the last shot? That they this them. Is the last shot, then, that they're taking.
It should be.
I saw Kalashaw and Blackstone's faces. Let me see if I can say it to you. It, Atari versus Texas Instruments, Kalashaw, would that help it work for you? Go ahead, Tim.
T.I., is right, as Blackstone knows, is right down the highway. I'm 10 miles from Texas Instruments. Along those lines, real quickly, while we're talking these mediocre quarterbacks in Chicago, we should remember, and everybody knows how they got Trubisky and who they passed over, Mahomes and Watson. Then they spent a lot of money to get Foles. Now they're spending more this year for Dalton than they could. They could have had him for a lot less a year ago if they thought he was the answer then. They just continue to spend way too much to get these same things.
KB, you want a last word here?
I'll just say this for Wilbon. He is being united with a coach in Lazor who got a ton of production out of him.
The reunion of Dalton and Lazor. Good. Wilbon loves that. Mina, as we go to break here, the Seahawks reportedly refusing 3-1, two starters in the third. Do you think that real that is a real offer? Do you think that should be something they should entertain? Do you believe it tells you anything about the pursuit of a Russell Wilson trade?
I think it probably was real. I think they were right to reject it because none of those picks offer you a pass to a quarterback. And even if you take them and you take the players, you're the Chicago Bears. Congratulations. Like, you've become the team you just traded Russell Wilson to. It makes no sense to them.
That'll be the last word.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
So you're not quitting your Celtics job to go coach Indiana is what you're telling us.
I am not.
All right.
That was Brad Stevens being directly asked by Zolak and Bertrand yesterday on the radio. Later in the pregame availability, he expanded a little.
It means a lot, but, you know, I know that, listen, I've got a lot of friends back there. I've got a lot of people that, you know, are really important to me there. You know, that does mean a lot. I won't act like that doesn't. But I also realize that I'm the coach of the Celtics.
So adding that he's been flattered by being linked to Indiana and he has a lot of friends and his dad in Indiana, what do you buy? What do you sell, Mina?
I'm selling the idea that he would leave Boston, where I realize that they've encountered some adversity. There's frustration amongst fans with some of the close losses and his lineups. But he has job security, and that job would be in Indiana would come with a lot of pressure, just as much as he's facing right now.
Tim Kalashaw.
Just like thoughts occasionally pop into our head, it seemed that's how he realized I'm the coach of the Celtics. Oh, yeah, at the same time, I'm the coach of the Celtics after he has told us all the wonderful things about Indiana. He was a little late in getting to the Celtics. I think he wants to go.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, that's because he doesn't want people to pay attention to the fact he's got a couple of all-stars on that team, that he just got back Marcus Smart throwing up three-pointers at the end of a game at a crucial moment, coaching. But you know what? He will have a landing spot. It's not up to him whether he's going to leave the Celtics or not. It's up to the Celtics. Mm.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, I buy that he's tempted. That was a two-minute answer he gave at that presser to explain how much he loves Indiana and how much Indiana loves him. He played at DePaul, coached at Butler, dad grew up a big Indiana basketball fan. He knows what it means. He just can't say that just yet. But believe me, there is a Indiana-shaped parachute for him whenever he wants out of Boston.
Do you believe it's going to happen this year? Do you believe he'll make the jump to Indiana right now, Papa?
Not right now, but...
Tim, you're nodding.
Next 2 years, I could
see
it.
You think this is happening?
I think it can happen. I think it can happen.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two.
Answer was as long as Stevens.
Alex Ovechkin, goal number 718 last night, sixth all time. For a point, anybody know who he passed? Anyone?
Phil Esposito.
Ooh, Kalachuk, quick.
Could have used that point.
Creeping closer to Gretzky's, 177 goals away. Tim, can Ovechkin catch Gretzky? And are we properly appreciating Ovechkin?
Well, the answer to the second one is a big no, because even if he comes close, which is probably as far as he will get with Gretzky, just last night, passing Esposito. When Phil Esposito led the league in scoring, Boston averaged 5.1 goals a game. A really good NHL team averages 3.5 these days. He is doing this at a time when it's really hard to score goals.
And that's why we have underappreciated him. I mean, 8 seasons of 50 or more goals. That is unbelievable. I think only 2 other players have done that. Can he catch Gretzky? You know, he's never really been hurt. We've seen guys on ice play into their 40s. There's one on the team right now. Can he do that? I think he can. It's possible.
Pablo Torre.
No, if the Russian machine never breaks, scouting report holds up, KB. Like, he has currently a pace that is better than Gretzky's. He's not just compiling these goals. He's played fewer games, scores more goals per game. So it's totally realistic and probably should be appreciated.
Many kinds.
I think he can do it. He's 35. A lot of times when we talk about these longevity goals, we talk about athletes whose careers are sort of on the downcline or they're petering out as they near them. Kasparov won 6 straight games, and he's scored in 5 of them. There is nothing that is petering out about Ovechkin's career. I think, as Pablo mentioned, his pace suggests that he can do it.
He may catch him for goals. Okay. He's not going to catch Gretzky for points. You know, the greatest piece of information in all sports trivia is if Gretzky never had a goal, he would still lead the NHL all-time in points solely on assists. It's true.
I guess that's
We'll move on. Buy or sell 3, rotate.
I am predicting Southern University will upset Gonzaga on my bracket. I have Coastal Carolina, 16 seed, beating number 1.
Are you serious?
Number 16, Lafayette, will defeat number 1, Villanova.
Oregon,
the weakest 1 seed in a decade, will lose in the first
round.
Oh, South Dakota State is going to upset Gonzaga. I'm picking Penn to upset Kansas in the first round.
Oh, boy. That was a close one, Pablo. I mean, you're 0-6 in all your picks, although we have to remind everyone a 16 did beat a 1, just not the one Pablo picked. Kevin Blackstone, buy or sell Pablo Torre, buy or sell a 16 over a 1 this year.
Of course I'm going to buy Pablo Torre. You just said it happened. This was the blind squirrel analysis that he's been giving us. What's good? And who's vulnerable this year? I'm going to say Michigan is vulnerable.
You think Michigan's vulnerable this year?
Well, they're missing Isaiah Livers. They've lost, 3 of their last 5.
Tim Kalishaw, is there a 1 that is vulnerable this year?
I'm buying Pablo. He had the right idea because some of those teams he picked against lost very quickly after that first round. I'm not picking Baylor to lose. I'm picking Baylor to struggle with Hartford, maybe not cover the spread. Baylor is not the same team since they came back after being off for 3 weeks with COVID.
What did they do against Kansas State in the tournament?
Kansas State. They beat them by 31 and 49 and then they before COVID, and then they beat them by 6 last week in the tournament.
Mina Kimes, buy yourself Pablo Torre.
I am selling, and I am in disbelief at my colleagues buying him after watching that highlight reel of his errors. It's like watching a stock market picker who's been consistently wrong for years thinking he's going to hit the bullseye at some point. Goodness, as far as major upsets, I don't see any 16 ones that I like. I do like Colgate over Arkansas. Though Colgate has been hot all year for team.
Pablo Torre, the floor is yours. Make your pick. We're all waiting. Bated breath.
In 2021, Michigan will lose to the winner of Texas Southern and Mount St. Mary's, Tony. Isaiah Livers, wow. Missing, totally different team. And by the way, KB, you're cool, kind of. Tim, you're cool. Mina, no. No, I wanted all three buys. I've been disrespected again. I got minus 300 because UMBC did the
thing. All right.
You don't even know who they're losing to.
Once again, he makes a pick where he doesn't even know who the opponent is. It's amazing. It's enough to advance for now. Although you know the penalty, Bob, though you know the penalty. Kalishaw, Torrey, showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
White on white uniforms in hockey on ice. Your Dallas Stars, Tim Kalishaw. Defend your Stars' choice in wardrobe here.
I cannot defend it. The Stars are struggling this year, a 500 team, but they have classic, their regular green uniforms are classic, and they seem to want to hide them now with these Star Wars outfits. I don't really get the idea.
Tim, if you can't defend it, you got to wear this figuratively, hopefully not literally. You should only be wearing all white if you're somehow also barefoot on a beach, perhaps at a wedding. So, Tim Kalishaw, just apologize, please, on behalf of everything that you represent, because that was totally disturbing. Sure.
Pablo Torre, I'd like to give you some time now for your thoughts.
You guys may have heard last night about the shootings that happened at three massage parlors around Atlanta. 8 people lost their lives. 6 of them were Asian, so many of them women. And this is a story, Tony, that is just the latest step in a horrifying year that has been defined for Asian Americans by hate crimes and racist abuse and bigotry. And the upshot in all of this is that a lot of Asian Americans feel unsafe. Oftentimes we're afraid to say that. We're afraid to butt into the conversation because we often feel like maybe it's not our place, but this is our place. It is our time to be heard and to have a seat at the table. And if you're not Asian American and you're listening to this and processing this, please take the time to listen and take what we're saying seriously, because Asian lives do matter. And so does the conversation that we're finally having around people who hopefully can get more that they deserve.
Thank you for your thoughts there, Pablo. Asian hate crimes, 150% up in the last calendar year. And your thoughts and your representation here matters. Think of it this way. Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, the most prominent Asian voices in broadcasting in a lot of ways. Mina, I would love to bring you in here.
Yeah, just like to echo what Pablo said. You know, we're still waiting for details on this, but it does come at a time when crimes are up, in particular against Asian women. I think of the last time we talked about on this show when Jeremy Lin came out and said he had been called coronavirus by another player in the G League. And he said that not to punish that player, who he didn't name, but to remind people, to remind our political leaders that your words matter. Your acknowledgement that this is happening matters, and your support for the Asian community, my community, it matters a great deal, especially at a time like this.